The question was asked, how can one sense their learning Gemara as being a holier task? Sense Hashem, sense the mitzvah and learning Gemara more during their day. I think there are a few levels to this answer, and I'll touch on some of them. The first one is to understand conceptually. What I'm doing now is I'm learning the logic of the mitzvot. I'm learning something which will connect me to Hashem like nothing else will. Lasok b'divrei Torah, Torah shebal peh. This is it. This is life. So firstly, we have to conceptually understand it. Secondly, when a person is starting to learn, they have to differentiate between knowledge and skill. At the beginning, one is gaining skills, not knowledge. People are sometimes frustrated that they spend 6 months learning about a cow goring another cow. They're not learning about a cow goring another cow. They're learning the skills of how to analyze the text that discusses the cows. It really doesn't matter too much what you're studying the first year or two of Gemara study, because your study is not geared at gaining knowledge. Your study is geared at gaining skills. And it doesn't matter what you analyze to gain those skills. And very often people get very frustrated because they say, what's this going to do for me in life? I don't live in a culture where cows are walking around the streets. And that's an incorrect approach. When you learn Gemara in the beginning, you have to learn the skill. That's like saying, why am I reading this easy children's book in the beginning of my ulpan? Chana halcha lagan. Chana smecha shehi halcha lagan. Chana meod smecha shehi halcha lagan. You read it and you say, what am I doing here? What you're doing is you're gaining a skill. You really will never remember Chana afterwards. That's true. That's not the point. When you start learning Gemara, it's like learning Ulpan. You're gaining a skill. Now, it's hard. But you have to remember, Rabbi Akiva was learning Aleph Beis. When we're learning, we're gaining skills. Those skills we can later use to learn a lot. There are a few more points that I think can help. One is, before we enter the learning, to focus ourselves. Sometimes that means taking a minute outside in the coffee room. Sometimes it means taking a minute before you start talking to your chavrusa. I find that saying the prayer before the learning is very helpful. We have to focus ourselves, because in the time that we're learning, we're very focused on the chana and the gan, or the shor and the para, the ox and the cow. And it's hard to remember I'm doing something spiritual and holy and worthwhile. If I take a moment before I start, if I say the prayer that's printed in the beginning of the Gemara, I'm preparing myself for something of value. And another thing that I think is maybe the most important, after everything we discussed, is to know 2 points. Number one is that Gemara becomes more pleasurable as time goes on. Our growth is exponential. Don't think that if you finished half a page in half a year today, so then in another half a year you'll only finish half a page. It's not true. You'll finish 2 pages. Growth is exponential in Gemara learning. The first half a year you'll finish half a page. The second half a year you'll finish 2 pages. The next half a year you'll finish 4, and the next half a year 16 already. And by then, the next half year, after you've done 2 years, you can very easily be over 200 pages. But if all you see is the half a page you're doing this half a year, you feel very frustrated. But you have to know that you're working to gain the skills. So that's point number one. Point number two is, if possible, if you can get a chavruta, if you can get a chavruta that has more experience than you, you should try to have bikiyut. If much of your day is spent on gaining the skill, learning the iyun, then if you can dedicate half hour, 45 minutes, an hour a day, as much time as you can, to getting a chavruta, to learning with an art scroll, to covering ground, to doing at least an amud a day. So even though during that learning, you won't gain skills, but you will gain knowledge. And then, assuming someone helps you find the right tractate that matches you, you will have the pleasure of feeling like you're accomplishing things. My recommendation is that the order of learning should be begin with short tractates, not horios. That's very hard. Begin with short tractates so that you finish them in a few months and you feel accomplishment. When you finish, make a siyum. Don't forget, it's halacha and hilchot Talmud Torah. When a person's learning Torah, they finish something, they have to make a siyum. My Rabbeim, Rav David Feinstein, when we would finish a chapter, Perek and Gemara, he'd make a pizza siyum. He'd say, our generation needs to celebrate every chapter. You have to do that. You have to feel that accomplishment. When you're married, you share it with your wife, not only your friends. But I think that those are tools that can help a person connect and see the value in what they're doing. And the final point, what we just discussed, recognizing that over time you will accomplish much more quickly, and also finding time in your day to cover ground, not just to do the Ian. And cover ground, I don't care if you learn the Chavrus art scroll, and it could be a guy at your level, and it could be that the first time you learn a tractate is going to be hard. But it's important to learn at a certain pace, be it an amud a day, a daf a day, to maintain a pace, and that way, after a week or two, you start having satisfaction.